Okay, does everyone have a copy of the proposed agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. Noting a quorum, I'm going to call to order the KPFK local station board meeting Saturday, April 16th. We're not recording. We're not recording, are we? Do we have any recording? Yes, we do have recording. I'm calling to order the KPFK local station board LSP meeting Saturday, April 16th, 11 a.m. at the Unite Here Union Boardroom, UCLA Downtown Labor Center. Proposed agenda, and if you go to agenda item 1, I will call the meeting to order and ask the secretary to call the roll.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. Grace Aaron is here.
David Olson.
Sarah Amir is here.
Yes.
Marina Arbudian.
Thank you.
Yes. Here.
Sorry.
Rodrigo Arguenda.
Yes.
And, good. Lady Brazon's not here yet. Marie Deary.
Up here.
Okay. Israel Poyer is here. Bill Gallegos is absent. Sharon Bluff is here. Jan Goodman. Terry Goodman is here. Kimberly King, not here. Sonali, not here. Arturo Lemus is here. Casey Nicole is here. Alan Minsky, no. Ed Curl is here. Ray Zapor is here. Margaret Prescott absent. Julie Rodriguez is here. Madeline Schwab is here. Don Warren is here. Don White is here. Lamont Yankee is not here.
Very well. Welcome and acknowledgments. Welcome to all listeners, sponsors. Welcome to candidates who are here. Also, I just want to say briefly, we're in the boardroom of Unite Here. Unite was formerly the International Ladies Garment Workers Union and became Unite. They've now merged with Here, Local 11, which is the Hotel Workers Union. So we're in the heart of labor struggle, and we're very proud and pleased to be here at Unite Here. The review and approval of the agenda, the chair will encourage the members of the board to look at the agenda. Here's David Adelson, welcome. Chair recognizes Sherna Gluck.
I have sent out a response suggesting that all motions having to do with process to help implement our functioning be put at the top of the agenda even though they're new. So I would like to suggest that the motion on straw taking a straw poll be put up towards the top.
Okay. The chair is going to rule that this has to be noted at today's meeting and the final vote on this. Some have sent me citations of Robert's Rules of Order that we will look at this and cite it, and it'll be a first reading, and it will go at the top of the agenda for the next meeting. If there's no objection, I'm going to rule that we can take it in the order it appears here, and it'll be at the top of the next agenda for a final vote.
Who approved the agenda?
There's been a move to approve the agenda.
Before there's a second, I'd like to add an agenda item.
Okay. Out of courtesy to a member of the board, is if someone seconded the motion, we
seconded.
Are you willing to withdraw just as a courtesy for the member of the board who wants to? Okay, those have been withdrawn. Chair recognizes.
We did not. It's important that members who have a legitimate absence are excused. There was not an opportunity at the end of this roll to excuse absences, and the absences from the last meeting consideration was deferred into this meeting. So if we're not going to consider it now, I would like consideration of excuses placed on the agenda for consideration.
Today's agenda.
Yeah.
I move that we consider it towards the end when other people showed up.
Okay, the motion that the chair heard first was that we consider it now. There was no second to that motion.
I'll second it.
May I
note our minutes? Glance at and say we should consider that at the top of this meeting, I believe.
Okay, one moment. Ed.
As long as somebody spoke of content, the reason it is because people might show up. makes no sense.
This is for the last
This is the last meeting, not this, the last
second.
The last.
Oh. Just for the last one. No.
Yeah, for the last
one. Is that, excuse me, is that the intent of that motion, that it be
no.
for the last meeting? Yes, sure.
No, my intent was it also be for this meeting. We're talking about a Tuesday.
Yes.
In other words, people who have notified us
that's right.
Couldn't come in. Not the decision.
That is the again, I repeat, somebody might show up later.
Okay, but we do have the motion that was seconded before the body. Now, I'm going to actually, we recognized Ed, who spoke to the motion, opposing the motion, and he gave his reasons, so that's discussion of the motion. Is there any other discussion of the motion? Yes.
People who are going to be absent from this meeting should have notified us by now. If we excuse them and they show up, it's mute. It's moot. I mean, then they are attending rather than excused.
Yeah. Any further discussion on this motion? Ed?
People who haven't notified us might be funny. There's parking problems. Again, it makes no sense not to work. Just for some kind of formal...
Okay, any further discussion on the motion? Israel.
The second I made, I thought, was for the absence of the last meeting. That I still stand by. I agree with Ed about the present meeting. That's all. It's two separate seconds, not together.
I'll second the motion to divide.
Me too.
There we go.
I have
okay.
a motion.
Oh, wait, we cannot... okay, this is a substitute motion, then. You want to make a substitute motion?
I'm in this motion. No, I just...
What are we talking about?
Okay, let me clarify what we're doing here, and maybe we can find an easier way out than to get bogged down. There are two positions of board members. One is that we should approve only the absences for the last meeting, and the other is that we should now approve absences for the last meeting and this meeting. So that's the only thing that's dividing people, whether we should approve both last meeting and this meeting. And you're going to make a motion, a substitute motion.
And one at a time.
My motion is to add the absences from the last meeting to the top of the agenda and approve the agenda.
Okay. Okay. As I understand, her motion is only approve the absences of the last last meeting. Move that to the top of the agenda, and then how would you deal with the approval of excuses for this meeting?
For the last part of the meeting.
The last part of the meeting.
Yes.
Is there a second to that substitute motion? Ed has seconded that. Any discussion? Can we go directly to a vote? Those in favor, seeing no discussion, we don't need to call a question. Seeing no discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Those who are in favor of what we'll call the Amir motion.
Amir motion.
Yes, Amir motion. When you raise your voting cards if you support that.
Okay. Okay, card raised, please.
Hold up your voting cards.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Motion passes. Okay.
Excuse me.
Again.
Wait. No, excuse me.
Who's the chair?
She had her copy this morning. Those opposed? One. Abstentions, which we really don't count.
Okay.
Here's one abstention for the record. We shouldn't be calling votes. The motion passes. Therefore, we're dealing only with excused absences for the last meeting. Could the secretary read the absences?
Okay, I have another. We haven't approved the agenda yet.
We just did.
No, we didn't.
Well, wait, no, we didn't.
We
okay.
just added an agenda.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, it is true that what we're voting on is to place this on the agenda. Okay,
no,
with
Chair's motion included approval of the agenda.
No,
my motion included adding the absentees to the top of the agenda for the last meeting that sent it from today to the bottom of the agenda for today and approved the agenda, and we just did.
Okay, then I kind of missed that sheet.
Well, I object to that.
Okay, well, all right, the agenda is approved. Now,
I wanted to add something to the agenda. Okay.
Well, then you, as long as you were on the probation side, you could move for reconsideration.
Or you could appeal the decision again. Right.
Point of clarification, we're wasting time.
I know we are. Is it my option to waste time? No,
and wait a minute, and it's not fair to go ahead and slip in an approval of the agenda when people want to.
I know, I actually
to
did
give
that.
You
did others
why
it
shouldn't
say
be
that?
Approved.
Yeah.
No.
You
did.
Yeah. All right. People, I think out of courtesy to each other, rather than waste time, I'm going to ask for unanimous consent at reconsidering the approval of the agenda, because members want to deal with the agenda, and I think more as a courtesy to other members, can we have unanimous consent that members who want to deal with the agenda should have the right to do so? They did not understand the approval was connected to that motion. Is there any objection to the chair recognizing a couple members to deal with the agenda?
No.
No, seeing no objection, the chair recognizes Grace.
It's just a small thing. It was an error in the LSC minutes of January 6th that I want to correct. So I'd like to add that the correction of past minutes of the agenda.
Okay, we will add correction of past approved. Those were approved minutes, right? We're going to do that at the end of agenda item one. Chair recognizes Donna.
Okay, I have several things. Number one, I want us to call for a timekeeper now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I want time certain or whatever that is. Just move it on. In number five, I suggest that first, before we begin number five, when we get to it, we ask who is actually prepared to present a report so that we can cross them out right away. The only thing that they really need to say, if they don't have a report, is who are the committee members, who's the chair, who's the secretary, and if they have the next meeting date, they can do that. Okay. The third thing is in number eight, we've got one, two, three, four, five. We have five issues and 20 minutes. The 20 minutes is lumped at the bottom. I want to take that time and detail those five issues and then call time certain so that we can make sure that we get through that section too. And those are my changes.
Okay, when you say call time certain, are you saying you want agenda item 8 dealt with at a specific time?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I guess I don't know what time certain is.
You mean
what I want, it's got 20 minutes and it's got 5 items. I want you to put 4 minutes per item and then move on after the 4 minutes is over.
Okay. When we get to agenda item 8, unless there's objection, we'll take the members' recommendation so that people know how much time they have for each item. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Seeing no objection. All right. Sure enough?
I don't think these are of equal compromise, let me say. So I'm not sure that this is dividing us by time.
No, that's, I believe, if I can just correct, I don't think that's what Donna said. I think she wanted to assign times, but you weren't saying it has to be equally divided.
I don't care if it's equally divided or not.
No, sure enough, we can deal with that.
But just so that we can get through it all.
Okay, any other Israel?
Well, we're going to deal with it when it comes up.
When it comes up.
Then I'll have to pull my comments on that.
When it comes up.
I know you guys.
Okay. Any other?
We didn't put approval of the minutes in the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Approval of LSC members.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is there.
Okay, now I call for...
I can volunteer for the time to do it, and I'll have it.
Okay, I also brought... I don't know how to... Okay, so the vice chair has agreed to be timekeeper.
Thank you.
And I believe there's a sense around the table that we want very serious timekeeping. The minute the time is up, that agenda item is over unless there is a motion to extend, which I believe takes 2/3.
I pay my debt.
Okay, and we are...
Just to notify you that we are 14 minutes into the agenda since we started this meeting. So,
yep.
Just for your information.
Okay. So we have a timekeeper. Any other discussion of the agenda? The chair would entertain a motion to approve as corrected and altered.
So moved.
Okay, it's moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. This agenda be accepted as altered. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of approving the agenda as altered, corrected, raise your cards.
Raise your cards, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Those opposed?
Those opposed?
Abstentions?
Abstentions?
1. 1, 2. Okay, now we want to welcome Sonali Kolhatkar, and also Alan is with us now.
I'm sorry, out of
black tie. I tend to
run
by with on time.
I'm going to be on time, but out of black tie.
Under the rules of excuses, that's it. Flat tire.
Okay.
And also, Reza, some came in later. Welcome to all of you, David Abelson and others. All right, now, we used some time on approving the agenda, so now we need to move right ahead. We've approved this, we've welcomed. Before we go to approval of LSB minutes and correction of past approved minutes, I'm going to just inject here excused absences of the last meeting. Now, would the secretary read the absences from the last meeting?
Last meeting, Sarah Amir, Marie Deary, Julie Rodriguez, Madeline Schwab, and Lamont Yankee were absent.
Say that one more time. Were they excused?
Read them first. Sarah Amir, Marie Deary, Julie Rodriguez, Madeline Schwab, and Lamont Yankee.
Madeline Schwab, okay. Now I am trying. Okay, chair recognizes.
My understanding of excused absences is not that someone doesn't come and we didn't say you're excused. But they notify us in advance that they cannot make the meeting. So I would like to know if each of these people indicates that they were not able to make the meeting and it was for availability.
Okay.
Right, Sarah.
I did. I was traveling and I notified you there.
Right.
I did not.
And I'm sorry.
I did not.
You did not notify
you
the chair.
You bad girl.
That's okay. You're out of order saying such a thing to such a distinguished member of the board. Okay.
Madeline did.
Madeline Schwab did. Lamont Yankee did. Marie Deary, I did not hear from Marie.
We saw her yesterday in a meeting.
No, we're talking about the last meeting.
I know.
We're talking about the last meeting. So, at the present time, this appears to be the way this lines up. Sarah Amir, Madeline Schwab, and Lamont Yankee notified.
Move to excuse those three.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that excused absences be given to Sarah, Madeline, and Lamont. Now it's discussion. Go ahead.
Only Marie, is that on that list?
No, Marie and Julie, in a verse of absolute honesty, is
I want to say, in the absence of, once again, a clear admonition to all the members that they should do this, that we should excuse them all at this point.
Okay,
I agree with Sharon's comment, but this should be done only after we give adequate, thorough notice to everybody again about the nature of excused absences.
Okay, I just want to remind the board, there's a motion before the board that's been seconded that only excuses three of the five. So So we're discussing that. The member, Israel, has spoken, I think, against the motion.
Against that,
against
for the reason
motion.
That I stated.
Is there any other discussion? Sure enough.
I'm speaking for us. There's a reason for this, and that has to do with the bylaws.
Yeah.
And our ability to function.
That's right.
If we continue to have people who do not show up, and they have had the three unexcused absences, according to the bylaws, Dave and Harry, if I understand, they're off the board.
Right.
So we do have to keep that, and people have to be conscientious about this.
That's right. I do want to just reiterate, the bylaws say three consecutive absences. You're gone. Chair recognizes David.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's not just a matter of how we conduct things here, that all the processes that each of the local boards use is set the precedent for the others. And so if we're saying, well, we all get along and we're cool and we do it that way, but then some of these boards that are sort of viciously divided are doing things in different ways, it can have an effect. So we really should stick to our views.
Okay, Chair recognizes Sonali.
I thought everybody knew that if you were absent three times in a row without an excuse, that you're off the board. I thought it was really clear.
It's clear in the bylaws.
And I thought it was clear to everybody here.
Nobody reads the bylaws.
No, but I really thought it was clear to everyone here, and to me that's pretty simple.
Okay, the Chair is interested in resolving this quickly and moving on to other business.
Let's move.
Israel?
The due process requires reiteration to all the members of this. I don't agree with the argument.
Okay, okay, calling the question. Is it been seconded? All those in favor of calling the question, raise your voting cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14 opposed? Abstention? Okay, it passes. Now, your vote yes would be to award excused absences for the last meeting to Sarah, Madeline, and Lamont. A vote no would, of course, defeat that, and another motion would be needed. Those in favor of the motion, signify by raising your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14 opposed. Abstentions. 1. It passes, and the minutes will reflect that. Now we're going to correction of past LSB minutes.
Okay.
The Secretary.
The minutes of January 5th, 2005, there was a slight error. We had moved to have our LSB meetings on the third week of each month, and the date of the July LSB meeting, we changed from the 14th to the 21st.
I missed that.
Lydia pointed this out. So on your calendar, the July LSC meeting will be on Thursday, the 21st.
We're not going to celebrate that field day in the meeting.
You French people are so confusing.
Second the motion to amend.
It's been moved and seconded that those approval of the minutes be amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, we can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of amending those minutes, raise your voting cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Opposed? Abstention? Seeing none, those are approved. Okay. We're going to go to the... Oh, here. Oh,
yeah, somebody raise your hand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are we in the...
Now we are still on agenda item 1, approval of LSB minutes. I'm just asking if the Secretary has any. Sure enough.
I believe that the motion to form a committee to draft a statement on the upward issue was made by Ed Earl, and I would like that corrected, and if you need to understand why, I want to correct it all.
Okay, and that pertains to the minutes of the last meeting, Turner, right?
Is that what we're on?
Yeah, we are now, yeah. Okay, is there any objection or question about Sherna's comments? Is it, is there general consensus?
It's accurate.
It's accurate. Okay.
I didn't make a question.
Inasmuch as we have not approved these minutes, the Secretary, you can make that correction. Okay, Sherna, would you repeat that?
Sorry.
I believe that the motion to form the committee to draft a statement on Hustler was made by Ed Pearl, not Lydia Russell.
Ah.
That's correct.
So,
okay.
So that's page three. At the bottom.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Now, I want to be clear. It has to make a comment. I think part of the confusion is that we're not seeing actual amendments. We're seeing motions with the amendments built in. That's making it confusing, I think.
That is noted. What Sherna has asked for over and over is that people post to the board clearly in advance of meetings, amendments, and so on. Incidentally, Marie, welcome. As you know, we have a seat down here.
Corner office.
Yeah, corner office. We actually don't have our name tags. I think some people are carrying them.
I don't know. They're swipe them.
Yeah, they swipe their collector's item. Now, I'm going to ask, are there any other corrections to the minutes? May I just get clarification? You're going to propose approval of the last meeting's minutes today, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so there will be a proposal. It has been corrected. Chair recognizes Carrie.
Yeah, what? Ed, was your motion on the committee an amendment to Lydia's motion, or?
And
is that
much more straightforward than what we had a response to? I mean, it's no big deal.
Okay, I don't want to take much more time on this. So that correction, without objection, has been made in the minutes. Are there any other corrections for the meeting?
The only correction is to change the name from Labor Zone to Ed Pearl.
You'll
take that motion.
Okay. Are there any other additions, corrections, enrichments, clarifications of the last minutes? All right. Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting? It's been moved. It's been seconded. It's been seconded. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, why are you laughing, Terry?
Because she moved and seconded.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't hear well in this ear, so I heard.
I moved to take care of your old caffeine.
Ed moved, and I took this as a second. Seeing no discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Those in favor of approving the minutes of the last meeting, raise your card.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed?
Opposed?
Okay. Now, we have finished.
All right.
Abstentions? Seeing none. The minutes of the last meeting are approved. Chair recognizes Israel.
Yeah, Marie, in your recent absence, you were not excused the last meeting. I tried to get you excused. I'd like you to.
I'm sorry, Marie.
The last meeting.
Here was what he's referring to. There were approvals for absences at the last meeting, and the criteria was that the member contacted an officer prior to the meeting to explain they would not be here. And the recollection of officers is that while we love you greatly, we did not hear from you in advance of the meeting. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. So Julie and Marie did not inform officers of the board that they would be absent. So in the future, if you will contact us, that is the criteria that we're imposing. Chair recognizes Sonali.
Very briefly, I think since Marie and Julie are here anyway, they get to start from scratch now, because you have to be absent for three consecutive meetings
true.
Before you're excused.
That is true.
The next three
thank
meetings.
You.
Okay, they're cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
In honor of that seal day, we're going to execute.
Okay.
That's not
the right. All right. I'll call the board to order. Only I will be silly. Okay. Now, inasmuch as that has been clarified, we hope no one invokes the two missed meetings that comes on the third. And Marie and others have been very loyal and dedicated members of the board, so we have clarity. We have finished agenda item one. I'm going to go to agenda item two. 2 points, very quickly, I hope in less than 2 minutes. One, you would never know it, You would never know it, but a lot of work has been done on the Argueta motion to provide interpretation at board meetings. Huge numbers of people have been involved in this. We've had professional interpreters offer their services, most of them are asking to be paid. Also, the bus riders union, the bus riders union guy, a good friend of mine, whose name I can't remember. He is willing to actually build a set using transistor radios and so on. There are a lot of people, the bus riders union, El Rescate, Beth Cristales of El Rescate said, I'll be able to help you. So there's a lot of input. But here's what happened, and we're going to deal with this later, but I just want to make it clear that we have not ignored this. No Spanish cart was made to announce it in Spanish, and on the web page we never got a Spanish announcement. That will happen next time. I've talked to Rodrigo. We do not want people to think that we blew this off, because enormous amounts of work, and I did make a lot of pleas to get a Spanish cart made. But next time, we're actually, before we leave this meeting, we're going to give specific responsibilities. And so the next meeting, if someone were to arrive who's monolingual in Spanish, they would have interpretation. So we've done a lot of work on it, but it has not resulted in an effective... Thank you. The other thing I would say, I have been in constant touch with Kwaku person Lynn, who's African Mental Liberation Program. He's really in constant touch with us, so I'm going to refer a proposal he has made to the Program Oversight Committee. Is a proposal on mediation. No action needs to be taken. I'm going to attend the next meeting of the Program Oversight, and we're going to actually make a proposal to management over mediation with Kwaku person Lynn. And I'm going to end it there. Let's go to agenda item. Dele, very quickly, I'm pleased, and for its listener sponsors, Dele is a Nigerian who's been very involved in our board meetings. He's not an elected member, but he's been around the station. A month ago, he was picked up by police on a bogus complaint that a restaurant owner made, and the police did a field check, and his status, his status, immigrant status, had a hold on him. He's now at Lancaster at a federal detention center, but I'm pleased to report I've attended meetings. Latrice Dixon Dele, the ambassador, I call him the ambassador. Okay, but I am pleased to report that he has now at least three lawyers working with him. People have been there. I've talked to him by phone. He's in very good spirits. His case is very serious because the situation in Nigeria at the present time is not conducive to a status of fear of return. The immigration lawyers are saying he does have a tough road to hoe. But Neil Cranston of USC has a stay, so cannot be deported. There's a stay while they file federal appeals. And a lot of us are in touch with him, and as soon as I have authority to invite people to a defense committee meeting, I'll put out that. Latrice and a lot of other people have formed a committee.
Can you make it general, please?
Pardon me?
Make it general for everybody that wants to.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's good.
He was almost deported.
He was almost deported.
Yeah.
If there had not been quick action by immigration attorneys. So maybe what I'll do is put out to many of you I know follow the KPFK comment line. I can put an update on comment line. He's in serious trouble, but not an immediate fear of deportation. Okay, I'm going to go to agenda item 3.
5 minutes.
Election of... Why am I standing up? I've never checked this meeting. I never. My mom's been in school for 35 years, so I can always stand up at one point.
Item number 3.
Okay, item number 3 is right. We're very pleased that we did, in fact, the board voted to open up secretary and treasurer to non-elected LSB members, and we do have extraordinary candidates who have come forward, and we're going to have that election now. it seems to me, let me just get clarity. I want to just have also people introduce themselves who are on a special election committee who have taken on the responsibility. The reason we appointed a special committee is that there are board members also running. So we did not want anyone on the board to be handling ballots or to be in any way involved. And so with the special election committee, would you just, each of you, stand in turn and introduce yourselves and your qualifications?
Jack, I have no qualifications. St. Rogers, and I'm in the same.
Too many dimensions will be unqualified, our status. We are not a committee. We are a working group.
Working group. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
Fred Blair was also with us as part of the working group.
Well, that is true. And what I'm going to do is just explain that they have a lot of experience on LSB elections, and they're extremely well qualified. They're being very much modest.
Right.
Now, I thought what we should do is maybe have people address the board who are candidates. We're going to take treasurer first, and I have... Go ahead, please.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Are there any more chairs that we can bring?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm
jump right out there.
Yes, there are. We can have as many chairs as we want.
Don, they're taking care of.
And now, there are some downstairs.
Sorry, just my clarification that they're vice chairs.
And there are more chairs downstairs that can be brought up. What we will do, now, members of the working group, vote secretary and treasurer on the same ballot, or are they separate?
Separate,
all right. We're going to actually have... we're going to have statements from the two candidates first who are running for treasurer. And because I want the orders to be hand-picked, I have names on here. No one can tell whose name is where. So, Alan Minsky, would you just pick one of those and hand one back to me? Okay, this is random.
Queen of Hearts.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to introduce for a two-minute statement, and you also got her resume and her application by email. I'm going to introduce a candidate for treasurer, Bella Isoto. And I believe the board decided, or was decided, 2 minutes. Is there any objection to a two-minute statement?
Including or any
questions? No, not including questions.
Can't lose anything. The same as the seats are comfortable.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead. Bella, could you introduce yourself to the board?
Sure. I'm Bella DeSoto, long-time activist. I'm the treasurer of the Brenham Main Youth Council in South Central. For 3 years, I've been engaged in this process. I was re-elected last year by the community. I was a full-charge bookkeeper before and now a treasurer. However, I'm under extreme attack by this community, being perfpetrated by one individual, named Deacon Alexander. And last week, I had to testify in front of the Human Relations Commissioners, which passed two motions that are very critical. Having said that, I want to... add to that, that KPFK has been functioning in a vacuum because they do not understand what's going on around the community. And these individuals have actually volunteered at KPFK. And this has got to stop. And for 3 years I've been documenting the violations that have been going on. And this is affecting the neighborhood councils around the city. So having said that, I am a qualified individual for many years. But I also understand that the pro tem is the favorite. So I am not illusionary or, pretending that I am going to be given any favoritism. But I put my name in nonetheless. I've been involved with KPFK for a number of years, and I will continue the fight, and I'm not given the time right now to speak about this, but I will continue fighting for true democracy. And if everybody looks at that word in the dictionary, you will understand that we have never had democracy in this country. And to continue dancing around this issue, KPFK continues to be in violation of its mission statement, and I was also with the bylaw subcommittee for a year and a half. So I'm very qualified, and I cannot state everything before. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Casey McCall.
Thank you. Most of you know me. I have been functioning as the treasurer pro tem since January and as the secretary of the National Finance Committee since that time as well. Unlike Bella, I'm not a bookkeeper or an accountant. I am, however, I own a consulting company that works with nonprofit organizations, and I'm the executive director of a nonprofit organization called Campaign for Social Justice, which has a $14 million budget for which I'm responsible. In my consulting firm, we do a lot of work with fiscal management for nonprofits, and I feel that it's kind of important that the LSB and, quite frankly, the National Finance Committee have someone who understands the differences between the requirements for reporting and fiscal procedures and policies that are related specifically to nonprofits. Those things have to do with OMB. Specifically now, because of a Senate bill that's out and a Sarbanes-Oxley Act that you may know about, and if not, I'll forward to you, which is talking about putting a lot of controls on nonprofits in order to control their activities. I think KPFK and Pacifica really need to be aware of the changes that are going to be taking place in the law that are going to affect how you collect information, how you report it back, and those kinds of things. As far as the other things I've done, I think a lot of you know me, and if not, I'd be happy to talk to you later or answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we have a 30-minute agenda item. How much time do we have left of the 30 minutes?
22 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to actually take questions for about 8 minutes for the candidates.
Wait,
for...
Is that for both?
Yeah, we have 30 minutes for both Secretary and Treasurer.
That is
so
true.
Yeah, and we hear from all candidates.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was quite sure I would not get I would not get that through. People, rather, I thought maybe we would focus on Treasurer and then hear from the Secretary and then get there. But there is interest. So let me have this. Would you hand me these? Just mix them up and hand them to me one at a time.
Don't look at them.
Yeah, no, he couldn't. He couldn't possibly. Okay.
Your fortune on it.
Yeah. Bread, milk, dog food. Okay. We're going to hear in this order candidate Marjorie M. Is it Michael?
Yes.
Michael. Welcome. We're so glad to have you here. If you could introduce yourself, Marjorie is a candidate for Secretary.
Yes. It's an honor to be here with all of you who've come into my home at all hours of the night, and you've provided a wonderful postdoctorate education. So not only you two, Donna, I'm a Democrat with a green heart, and came from the Democratic Party convention that's going on at the Convention Center today. I'm an attorney from Upland, the Inland Empire. We have listeners out in the Inland Empire, and you are all my family. And I heard your wonderful invitation, and so I am here to express my willingness and the honor it would be to work with you if I were elected to be the secretary. But I certainly don't want to take the job away from you to express
I'm a lawyer.
$100,000 a year. I got my law degree at UCLA. Actually, I got my law degree on RTD from Cucamonga, where we were starting that city at that time, way back in the 70s, and I had small children, and I did all my homework on the bus from, that's why I know Eric Mann is, I believe in that bus, to UCLA and Cumonga back and forth, but I've been practicing all this time, and I have set up a number of non-profit corporations and other corporations, so I know all of those kinds of requirements. So I've been a secretary for other non-profits like Main Street Up when in my downtown, or KB Foundation of the local community college. Okay. And I've been an activist for a long time. I ran for Congress against David Dreyer, and I would be a Green if I wondered how to beat him, And okay, and I ran for state senate last time around, and so I'm very interested in the wonderful message that we have uniquely to give to Southern California. Thank you.
Thank you. The second candidate, Carol Neely. Carol.
I just wanted to make sure before I started that everyone on the board got a copy of my handout.
I know I have it.
I'm just kidding.
Here you go.
Okay. Just to start off with a few comments, my name is Carol Neely, and every day I begin by listening to KFPK radio station. I'm not going to go into my list of favorite shows, they're too numerous to list, but I really enjoy waking up on Sunday morning listening to Edna Tatum, then kind of followed by those mind-blowing, thought-provocative words of Alan Watts. Yesterday, we celebrated the 56th anniversary of the first Pacifica radio broadcast. I'm a supporter of listener radio, listener-sponsored radio, and as an avid listener of KPFK, I have the desire to volunteer in a capacity that would utilize my skills and experiences in carrying out the mission of KPFK. As our time is limited, in the document that you have before you, I've tried to highlight four areas of my skills and experiences that would be applicable to this position. I'm a good listener, and in the board meetings, I'd be able to discern the discussion from the decisions in order to record accurate minutes of the meeting. I have very strong IT and computer skills, and I think that that would be useful, Terry, in bringing the meetings of the board online so that listeners can download those and hear them at their convenience. I've lived and worked in a broad range of areas around the world, so I'm very comfortable with working with a diverse group of people. And it seems like being a lawyer is kind of the thing to do to run for the position of LSC secretary. while this is my first time running for a position on the board, the KFD-LSC board, in my occupation as a lawyer, I've often had to handle really complex legal issues that I know nothing about, and I've worked very hard to develop proficiency in those areas. I would bring that same zeal and enthusiasm to the position of LSB secretary. So in closing, I'm familiar with Robert's Rules of Order, parliamentary procedures, and I would welcome the opportunity to serve as KPFK LSB secretary. Thank you.
I think it's no secret who the third one is.
Okay, well, I'm Bray Darren, and obviously I'm the Secretary Pro Tem and a member of the LSC. And everybody here has seen my minutes. I have to say that I am really happy that two other very qualified candidates have offered to help. And I don't think that we should fail to utilize their assistance. I'm more than willing to
give my assistance to them. I hope they work out. We might want to, if there were any possible way to elect them both. I noticed that you both
elected. You are resigning.
I think I'm voting for myself as third choice. I would say that the only question that I have is that I think you both live quite a far distance away.
No, let's clarify. Carol, would you tell us where you do live?
Yeah, the Mission Viejo is my mailing address. I actually live in South Central LA, but I live very far.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway.
And just to be fair,
Upland.
But willing to communicate.
And you?
Yeah. I live in Algeria, but
I mean, as long as we're terrified.
Yeah. It's not, I'm not resigning, I'm still in the ballot, but those are my sentiments. I mean, I think that, I'm obviously the known quantity, but I think that we should take a leap of faith and take a chance on a new person who's willing and qualified.
Okay, now...
Information.
Yeah, well, I saw, the first time I saw it was Jen. Are you beginning the questioning? Because we want to take a point of information first.
I just wanted to find out how long everybody has been a listener and also how long they've been a member.
Okay, one moment. That's a question. That would be the first question. A point of what? Information.
Is it legal or lobby or... whatever, to have a kind of a gestation period of a couple of months in which Grace would work with these two people and for us to take a vote later on. I mean, I wouldn't know who to vote for.
Weed them out?
No, they don't know how much work is involved, aside from all of the theory.
Okay, now.
So I'm just asking whether it's culture somehow to do
it. It is not out of order because it was a point of information, but it would take a board action to alter our timeline. The board has decided to vote today, and therefore it would take a motion to and so on. So, in as much as a point of information, I would like to go into questions in a moment, unless there's a concrete motion that changes our deal. Before we go to Jan, David, what is your point?
I just wanted to respond and said the way to do that would be to table, leave her as pro tem, and have her work out an informal arrangement with the candidates for 2 months if we wanted to do that.
Okay. Now, I'm not hearing a motion.
I might do it later. But
yeah. Okay. So we're going to go into questions, and I'm going to recognize Jen. But before we do it, let's get a time check.
12 more minutes.
We have 12 minutes. Now keep in mind that the questions may be directed to both treasurer and secretary candidates. The chair recognizes Jan and then Israel.
Well, Jan, Israel,
I would just like to ask. For all of the candidates, tell us how long they've been listening to CPFK and how long they have been a member of KPFK.
All right, let's begin in the same. Let's go in the same order, Bella.
I discovered KPFK in 1997. I moved to LA in 1994. And since then, I realized that what I had left behind in New York City was the station that I needed to.
That's why I was able to get a member of
since 1997.
Thank you. And let's go to Casey.
I guess I've been listening since I was born. I mean, I was born into an activist family who listened to KPFK and Pacifica, and I can remember my sisters and I being mad when my mom wouldn't change the station in the car.
And when did you become a member?
I probably became a member in my early 20s, and then I probably lapsed during all the crazy stuff, and then which I don't consider a laugh.
How many years is that? Just kidding.
All right, we're going to go now to Marjorie.
Don't go there.
And how many years?
Marjorie.
Really a short time for me to 96. I moved from the mountain. I was living up on a hill, so you couldn't get it, and then down in Upland, but I could get it, and I joined it. So I had the opportunity, so 1996. 24 hours a day. What I call it was my
case. Carol.
I returned to Southern California about a year and a half ago. And I've been a Pacifica listener for years. I've been a KPFK listener since for about a year and a half. I've been a member for about a year.
And where did you move from KPFK? Oh, you said something before.
Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been listening.
And I'm sorry, did you finish, right? And then, Grace.
How long have I? Well, I was listening to WBAI in the 60s, and then been listening to KPFK for longer than I want to think about. Probably since 1975 or 1980. And I've been a member for a long, long time, too.
Chair recognizes Israel.
Yeah. A couple of questions. One is, I assume we all understand sometimes there are things that are pertaining to a board which require confidentiality. And I just want to, it's a pro forma question, but is this a problem for any of you? Any of you, not just the lawyers, but the rest of you. And the other question is, in terms of time involved, work involved, and attendance, including traveling, is this something you're cognizant of, or you want to ask us how much might be involved? Because
yeah.
There is a lot of time and work and attendance involved. So this is a real nitty-gritty aspect. Those are the two basic questions.
Why don't you just tell them how much time?
Please. Thank you.
Okay.
He doesn't know.
I think I understand this. That's what I asked.
Thank you to know.
And it makes you be informed. Okay, and that was the question. Two questions.
Well, those are not questions for forma. They should be given substance, and it should come from the chair or someone within the board.
Well, I'm asking right now.
Yeah, so therefore, I think the chair can address it.
Okay. Is the question on confidentiality?
Yeah, that's the first question.
And
first question.
Say,
I understand that, and right. It doesn't have a problem.
Well, I think to expedite this, I'll just ask, is there any one of the five candidates who have any difficulty signing a confidentiality agreement or in executive session keeping absolutely confidential any business that transpires there? If there's none of the five who have a problem with that, I think we can dispose of that question. And my assumption is that each of the five candidates would agree to confidentiality. And the second question is the amount of time, and maybe the two pro-tem candidates should just briefly, very briefly say, how much time do you put in on your job? Let's begin with Casey.
It ruined my life. it's a lot of time. I would expect, though, that some of the things that have been happening on the National Finance Committee have been extensive, and I would say that in February and March, David, what would you say, we've probably met 8 times for, 3-4 hour conference calls.
Each.
Yeah. At least.
Not to mention working group committees and all of those kinds of things. So I would say in February and March, probably I was spending 25 hours a week almost. That's also because I'm serving as secretary to the National Committee, so that includes minutes and things like that.
Thank you. And then, Grace?
I've been the pro tem secretary for what, I think 3 or 4 meetings, something like that. And mainly, first of all, I have been sharing the job with Terry to some extent. Terry has been training me on how to do it as I go along. And Terry is still doing the functions of posting announcements for committee meetings, for the LSC meetings, and things like that. Keeping track of things. At first, it took me quite a while to do the minutes because I had quite a bit of a learning curve regarding what Robert's Rules of Order wants in the minutes. Most people overdo the minutes, try to put too much in, and it took me a while to figure out how to, pare it down so that it still tells what we've done without adding too much information. So the last month and last 2 months, the time has lessened. But the first month, it was pretty much a nightmare. I mean, it must have taken me at least 30 or 40 hours in a month to do the minutes at least.
Wow.
However, you know, Terry and I, every secretary who does the minutes should have somebody proofread them. Even with Terry and I both proofreading the minutes, we have made errors.
Thank you.
You know, so that gives you an idea.